everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Mom Said. Her name is Allie Gibbs. Damn it. Hey, everybody. Well, keep it. Keep it in.
Keep it in. Keep going.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today,
it's about nothing at all.
No, today actually, it's mostly about the Savannah Bananas.
Today, it's mostly about Savannah Bananas, comma, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And also, that's what you wanted.
Also, our brother is doing wonderful double duty. He doesn't like to talk about work, but he is doing a good job of being on call at work this weekend. So you will hear no reverb in the singing. We're going to sound some dry vocals for the first few minutes of the podcast. But then we get a beautiful Grant appearance, and he joins us just as we start to talk about, you guessed it, North Korea. Breaking news.
Not bed bugs, Gabe. Because first
breaking
of all,
news. Hold on. Can you clue in? Can you clue in the listener? Because they're just going to drop right into this.
I have some dots on me.
And just leave it wide open, or else. Yeah.
I have some dots on me, and Gabe said that it's bed bugs.
I think it's bed bugs. Mm. It looks like bed bugs.
It's not bed bugs.
I hope it's bed bugs.
Often appear that would in make lines or zigzags. You would make
I
you laugh?
I hope it's bed bugs.
My great suffering would make you laugh?
I hope it's bed bugs.
No, that's not even funny.
If I had bed bugs, you would think it was funny, but now
no,
I'm
I wouldn't.
Not allowed to think it's funny.
No, I would
oh,
not.
Oh, there's all of a sudden a line about what's funny
yes,
when things happen to me.
There is a line about what's funny. Bed
and
bugs?
The line is bed bugs.
Bed bugs aren't like you tripping and falling. Bed bugs are like a major issue, and furthermore I don't think I have bed bugs. What I think is happening is I had a night shoot on Thursday night. Today's Sunday, so this makes sense still.
Yeah.
And I had a night shoot on Thursday night. I was outside the whole time and I was getting 8 to 4 up.
Nice.
I have a bite on my forehead.
Oh yeah,
it's
I
like
see
itchy
it.
Mosquito bite vibes.
Oh, I just thought you always had
a big zit.
I just thought you always had a horn.
Yeah, so I don't think it's bed bugs. I think it's like bites from my shoot. Bites from my shoot.
You went to welcome back to shoot. Another episode, everybody. As is what happens with us normally is
Well, you guys don't think I have bed bugs, right?
We go long time in between episode recording, and then we have to catch up on a bunch of stuff. But the last time we recorded was right before we did the live show.
Oh my God. And then we did the live show.
And we've released the live show online, and it was fun to watch if you're watching it on the YouTubes, but it was much more fun to be there. So we're definitely going to try to do more of those because they were more of a joy to be a part of.
I had the time of my life. Shout out to my 13 friends that came and screamed the whole time.
They did come and scream the whole time. Allie made an entrance that was like Elton John at the fucking Dodger Stadium.
And the people that were screaming were the people I see every other day.
Get you some friends. Hey, get you some friends that
Period.
Are going to absolutely scream when they see you as if they haven't seen you 6 minutes ago.
Straight up. Straight.
Oh!
What?
I forgot what happened to me on our way into...
Are you going to talk about it on the podcast?
I guess not.
It's kind of tacky, no?
No, it's super tacky,
Someone
but it was
very
cool.
Famous and very talented pulled Gabe aside and was like, I love your stuff.
Pulled me aside is dramatic. He just was like, hey, I know you.
Right. He said, I know you.
I mean, I could have reshaped...
He said he liked your stuff.
I could have reshaped the story to be like, he took me into another and wanted to have a conversation.
He put me in
about
his car.
Like,
yeah, we drove around Malibu.
We talked art. We talked politics.
Yeah. We kissed.
We
no,
kissed.
It was someone incredibly talented and incredibly well known. And so that was exciting.
It was Michelle Obama. It was Jack Black.
What if we ran into
it was,
Michelle Obama?
What do you mean run into?
You just can't. She's got Secret Service.
That's what I was going to say. She,
you wouldn't like run into her.
Does spouse get Secret Service too?
Michelle should have Secret Service.
No, I agree. I agree. I'm just saying, I know that the president... It's got to be president and family.
And probably children.
But are those kids, they're our age, but are the daughters also being escorted everywhere?
You know what? I'll ask.
I wonder if that would be, I'm sure that would be annoying.
I know someone who's friends with them.
I've seen Princess Diaries, and you know how like pretty quickly on, she's like, Joe, can you park down the block? I don't want people to.
She's like, I'm so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. Can you just park the limousine down the block? She doesn't want people to know it.
I wouldn't either. It would be so embarrassing.
We've talked about it a lot, but the but they're doing a third one.
What?
What's happening to you?
What's the phrase that I want to say? I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, here's honestly what
I'm nervous about. Where is this film? I'm dying for this film. I'm gasping for air. Life hasn't been the same since Princess Diaries 2 came out. Some really bad stuff has happened in the world. Where's Princess Diaries 3 to save us all?
Yeah. We had Princess Diaries 2, and things were good. Princess Diaries 2, and things were great. That's when Raven was still Raven in the way that we remember. That's when Julie Andrews was... She kind of like sang in that one, didn't she? She did... we've talked about it already, but...
She sang, some boys can walk, some guys can go...
Yeah, you're right. Things were much better back when we had Princess Diaries 2. It was like Chris Pine, but when he shaved, not when he looked like that.
Princess Diaries 2, I used to watch it over and over again on my personal DVD player. Do you remember those before laptops or iPads?
Yes.
I loved that movie so bad.
It was a great movie, genuinely.
And now I need Princess Diaries 3, but where is she?
But where is she? Here's also the thing.
And what's going to happen because everyone's old now?
This is what I'm actually genuinely nervous about. This week we've lost a lot of like icons. This week we're coming to you live from us having
fucking get that shit in the can before we lose Julie.
Dude.
We're never losing Julie, but we lost Dolly.
I know we lost Dolly. We lost Tim Curry. It's like,
should we sing something for Dolly?
We can sing something for Dolly. What do you want to sing for Dolly?
And I will always love you. On my way home from a night shoot, the agency that I was working with was driving us back to the hotel. We was in a girl car.
Was this the day
Why can't I talk?
I don't know, bro. Take your time.
We was in a girl car. Anyway, day we found out about Dolly.
Yeah.
I made them play Dolly and then I made everyone thank Dolly.
That's cute.
I said, go around the car. Everyone thank Dolly.
In what way? Like out loud? I like thank them for something that, Dolly, that they like about her?
I appreciate Dolly. Thank you, Dolly, for this day. I'm just kidding. Thank you for this food.
No, but what did they do?
It was love Dolly's song. I mean, no one was as into it as I was. But I was like, thank you, Dolly, for your magical spirit. Like, thank you for showing us that wit is like it.
Yeah.
She's not the first to do it, but she is one of the best.
No, well, I think like totally one of the best. A person who we don't have, and everybody's talked about this already, but we don't have and didn't
there
have
is
a
no
person.
Other Dolly.
Yeah, no other Dolly, but also like nobody who lives in culture in a way where nobody's mad at her.
No, how could you be? She's Dolly.
Nobody's mad at her.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
We'll miss her a lot.
What did you thank Dolly for?
I genuinely am inspired by her life and her death. And the thing that inspires me the most about specifically the way people are eulogizing her life is that what was most beautiful about Dolly to people was her spirit. Like no one's like, oh, her music was everything. And no one's like, oh, her boobs were everything. And no one's like, whatever. It was like, Dolly's special. Like,
yeah,
she's
magic. I get what you're saying.
And
I
love
that it stemmed beyond product and beyond brand and turned into like spirit vibe.
I love that you can be so tapped in and so lovely that that's like your legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we have other, not as universally known, but as universally loved apparently.
Who?
Weird Al.
No.
People love
Weird Al is
apparently
not the same
he's
as
the
Dolly.
Kindest, most generous, gracious.
You know, I met Weird Al at a Whole Foods.
I know. And how was he to you?
He was normal
and a delight.
No, he was just like I mean, he wasn't undelightful. He was just like a normal man. A totally, I get what you're saying. Which is weird because he's supposed to be weird.
So in that setting, perhaps you were the Weird Al? Well, well, well. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said. Absolutely slammed her.
I am the Weird Al.
You are the Weird
Taking
Al.
Taking up the torch, I will be the Weird Al.
Okay.
I might as well be weird.
This week, this past weekend, I went to Oklahoma with my friend Kobe.
Oh. Do you mind if I do something?
Oh, I know what you'd like to do.
Oklahoma, where the wind blows me beat on the blade. Okay. By the way, I starred in that show in college and I don't remember a single word.
Yeah, that show is just overalls and like
but the corn. but the one good song I do remember, and I wasn't the one who sang it, the one where you go, I can't sigh now.
No, I understand, and we understand that is like a horrendously problematic song.
Well, she's the one deciding not to say no.
Yeah.
She's saying I can't stop giving explicit consent.
But
I can't stop myself from continuing to give explicit consent. I can't stop myself
from giving clear and explicit consent.
I'm empowered to do so, and I
can't sigh now.
No.
It is crazy. You're right. Do you think she has the power in 1930? This is a dangerous territory. We've made the joke. Let's move on. I was in Oklahoma doing a fundraising concert for, it was a very lovely thing at the Westheimer Performing Arts Center in Oklahoma, Ardmore, Oklahoma.
You're giving a lot of specific proper nouns.
I know, because if you're in that area, I'd like for people to go see shows there and support it. It was a lovely environment. I went there and we raised some money for, we sang, and then other people worked way harder than us. All we did was sing. But the people who worked there did a great job and they raised a bunch of money. And the fund that we were raising.
Wait, who's we?
Kobe and I went.
Kobe. And there friend of the pod, Kobe Getzig.
And there
were
some other performers there as well, including this lady who sings with the New York City Opera. And that is a whole different... Opera singers come out on stage and don't use a microphone.
Well,
I forget this.
She's a professional singer.
No, I understand.
In a way that you will never be.
No, I understand. But I forget that like opera singers, they don't use a microphone. And they just scream, not scream, but
really
they sing so.
I really want to do something.
I know, please don't. Please don't. Just,
can I do something really small?
It's going to be so big is the thing.
Well, I won't need a microphone
it's
for
gonna
it.
It's going to be so. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay. Anyway, we opera singers don't use microphones. So we were there. The thing we were fundraising for was a fund that the Performing Arts Center does that's really charming, which is, to my understanding, we raise money so that they have this little nest egg so that any high school student in the area who wants to come see a show at the Performing Arts Center, because they have like touring shows that come through, any high school student who wants to see the show can go for free.
We would have loved that. Do you remember?
We would have like choked people out to get those free tickets.
Do you remember when mom gave us those nosebleed tickets to the tour of In the Heights for Christmas?
Dude, we've never talked about this.
In the Heights. Another one we don't know the words
to. Do you remember the guy voice cracked? And we were like, whoa.
I don't remember.
One of the guys'
part.
Voice cracked real bad, and I was like,
I just remember you and I going and being so excited to be there and sitting up in the nose.
Did we drive ourselves? Was I 16 at the point?
We were old enough to go ourselves. We went by ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't remember feeling like, oh my God, we're out by ourselves. I think we were old enough.
But that's crazy. I forgot about that.
We were so excited.
Because we didn't really see a lot of those kind of shows. Like the first Broadway show we saw was Next to Normal. After I had already decided to major in musical theater
when
in
we
college.
Won the lottery, we won the Next to Normal lottery, and we felt like we had like won the lottery.
We sat front row.
Well, because
and
it was that
Next
one woman that everyone was obsessed with that whole time.
Alice Ripley.
We saw Alice Ripley in Next to Normal,
and it was Aaron Tveit had left the show, but it was Kyle Dean Massey who did a great job. They all did a great job. They're amazing. But that was like circling back to the point. which was, we would have been so obsessed with
that
opportunity.
That's so cool that they do that.
It's very charming. Yeah. I think it's great. And so you can like go see, they have a bunch of different performances come through, including what I would love to genuinely love to go see is they have a traveling Cirque show that does a holiday Cirque show.
No, think about how fun that would be.
Don't think about the danger. Don't think about the people falling off
holiday
the trapeze.
Holiday Cirque sounds really fun to see. I can't have it be traveling.
Because it's a little like the roller coasters
too
in
many
a parking
variables.
Lot carnival.
Too many variables. These girls are flinging their bodies through the air, and there's too many variables if it's a traveling show.
Yeah.
Even though they're professionals, I don't like it.
What if, and hear me out, what if it turns out they're all boys?
Then I'm actually cooler with
see,
it.
I fucking knew it. You were like, these girls. And
these
I was
girls,
like,
I'm worried about the girls.
What if turns out they're boys?
No, I don't hate men, you guys. I don't want men to fall from the rafters either. I don't want anyone to fall from the rafters. I don't. I know it might seem like I've grown a distaste. I know it might seem like I've gotten kind of angry.
Allie.
Shut up. I know it might seem like I have a hatred.
Miss Gibbs.
No, genuinely shut up.
Miss Gibbs.
Genuinely shut up. But I don't hate men, no.
Question over here.
No. Nope. I don't hate men, no. I just don't trust them as a general rule. And that has to be okay right now with all of you.
Excuse me, Miss Gibbs.
Hey!
Was that you becoming a man, or was that you?
That was me getting.
That was you shooing men.
That was me trying my newest thing where when a man talks to me, I go like this.
Hey! Hey!
Get away from me!
Hey!
No, I don't hate
men. I'm kind
all
of into that,
men.
Actually.
I just don't trust new men. There are men in my life that I trust very greatly.
Such as the Pope.
The Pope.
Such as
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. We trust Jimmy Fallon?
I do.
Yeah. You know who I don't trust? And I'll say it right here, right now. I'll say, clip this.
Don't clip this.
That's Savannah Bananas guy. The guy who started it, who wears the orange Willy Wonka suit.
Yeah, he's giving villain.
Something's up with that Savannah.
Something's up.
Hey, I'm saying it here first. Something's up with that Savannah
he's
Bananas
guy. He's calling
his
whole deal bananas.
This is the thing.
He's calling his whole deal bananas.
Why are you wearing Jim Carrey's costume from Dumb and Dumber and running a serious business?
Called bananas. There's something up.
We're falling into Jeremy Culhane's Tucker Carlson.
That's the goal now.
Something's up with that guy.
There is something up with that guy.
Right?
Well,
you can't dress like a creamsicle and try to redo baseball your top hat and all of us be like, definitely Sam.
If you ever want me to pile on with there's something that's up with that guy, I will. Because the answer is probably yice.
Yeah.
Toy Taloy.
I mean, he seems to be going against the grain. Awesome. He seems to be giving performers and athletes a job. Awesome.
I just saw a video of some baseball gentleman singing Bring Him Home on a baseball field.
We know how Bring Him Home goes.
Dead ass on the baseball field.
That's not the interesting part to me. Who were the baseball men? You mean Savannah Bananas Boys?
The Banana Boys.
Or Savannah Bananas...
I just saw the Banana Boys singing Bring Him Home.
Well, you know... dude, take your time. You know Derek Klena is on the Savannah Bananas now.
Who's that?
Famous Broadway performer Derek Klena.
Do you think he's good at baseball?
He played for UCLA before he was on Broadway.
So it's a very small Venn diagram of gentlemen who sing Broadway and are on baseball.
He's the only one singing Broadway, but literally now Savannah Bananas will have him pitch or whatever. But then as he makes his entrance, he's like, go Grease Lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile, Grease Lightning. And all the guys are like dancing behind him and he's got his baseball pants on.
Here's the thing.
He's got, what's crazy to me is he's handheld mic. It's a handheld
no
mic.
No way. Not Britney mic?
As he comes down. Yeah. It's crazy. He does like Broadway shit.
Wow.
He's like the Prince from Anastasia. He's like.
I'm really torn on the Savannah Bananas, if I'm being honest.
In what way?
Well, because I should want it. I should want it. It's like people being joyful, people like breaking a mold.
Yeah.
People being interesting and fun. Crowds love it. Like, why would I begrudge anyone a banana?
Yeah.
However, to your point, I'm like, all right.
Sums up. Sums up with Savannah Bananas.
You're weird. Whatever.
You're allowed to be weird. But I agree. I was like doing a bit, but also
conversely,
and again, we're doing a bit, but also not doing a bit. Something's up with the Savannah Bananas.
Conversely, I unironically, unapologetically love the Dancing with the Stars franchise and anything that comes from it.
Lauren, we were talking about it in the car earlier, but
these cats are brilliant. I love them all. I think they're so fun. I think they're so adorable. I follow them all on TikTok. I have been backstage at Dancing with the Stars before during a live taping.
Yeah.
For a reason I will not divulge.
It seems intense, bro.
Dude.
They're working hard.
Dude, okay. We're such theater kids on this episode, but it felt like theater. Like,
Yeah.
Everybody
gets
nervous energy. Everybody's equal backstage. Like, there's no star.
Right before people are going on, they're reviewing things.
They're standing right there. They're drinking water. Yeah. People are like giggling in the corner when they've already gotten their thing out of the way.
Yep.
Like, it was so fun to see backstage that I was like, wait, this is a real show.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real live production.
Yeah.
And a ton of work goes into it. It's a major competition. These dancers are so talented and people work really hard to be on it. I'm like, I love this show.
This was the thing that we're watching. Lauren and I are watching our guilty pleasure right now. Our Hear Me Out right now is Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro.
Yeah.
Which is them trying to find the next pro in the show. And what's amazing, what makes me feel like more impressed with these people is part of the competition is like, can you dance this? Can you dance that? Yeah, can you whatever? Yeah. And you're like, yes, these people are amazing dancers.
Yeah.
Some of them early on, like, can't hack it, whatever. That always happens in a competition show. But then they go, okay, great. Now we're bringing in people who don't dance.
Yeah.
Can you, not only can you be an amazing dancer
and a good choreographer,
can you get a person who doesn't dance to a level that is like TV ready?
That's
a separate skill.
This is the thing that I learned about the show recently, or I realized about the show recently that made me love it, is when you hear about Dancing with the Stars, we won't spend too much time on this, but
we can spend as much as we want.
When you hear about Dancing with the Stars, you think, oh, these movie stars, TikTok stars, whoever, are competing to win a trophy. They're competing to learn how to dance and be the best dancer. Really, it's the same 9 bitches compete every year.
Yeah.
On who can teach and choreograph and bust their ass harder.
Yeah.
And they're all in competition with each other every year. And the stars are kind of ancillary, in my opinion.
Well,
it's these same, like, 9 or 10 incredibly talented dancers who go head to head every year. I'm like, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's almost like, you're going to hate this, but it's like how an NFL season, every team starts out really, really good.
Yeah.
Every team is good. And then there's injuries and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the celebrities are the injuries and the handicap for the dancer.
Because certain people, like when they start to announce partnerships, it's like, all right, the producers are setting up these 3 people for success.
Yeah.
Like Whitney getting paired with Robert Irwin last season was like, they were going to win.
Slam dunk.
Val and Alex Earl did a really good job, but Whitney getting paired with Robert Irwin was like, they had to win.
Because they were such a strong pairing. Yeah.
And that will come to light this season too.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I love the show.
Do they have is there ever like a Seabiscuit, like a someone who's not set to win that gets really far?
Yes. Who's the guy on Conan O'Brien's show? Andy Richter.
Oh, he did really good last season, didn't he?
He was with Emma. I don't know any of the dancers' last names. It doesn't matter.
He was with Emma,
like total hottie, amazing dancer.
That's so fun.
And they had the best relationship and people kept voting for them because now it's like,
Now people just like them.
It's equal parts about their dance and it's about their TikTok presence. Like you get to know them through TikTok and everybody fell in love with Andy Richter in a different way.
Sure.
And everyone's like, I still want to see Andy dance. Like he's getting better at dancing. Him and Emma are so cute
together.
It's so
encouraged.
Fun. They got really far, even though Andy Richter is a shite dancer.
Sure.
It didn't matter. We loved them together. And that's part of the competition.
Right, right. Because it's not like the celebrity is going to be top notch anyway. They're going to be pretty good, but yeah.
Sometimes they're amazing. Like Zendaya won.
Right. Sometimes aren't they like famous gymnasts where you're like, okay, you should win.
But that one boy that was on the what's it? The pony, whatever.
Go ahead. Find it.
Steven pony horse.
Yeah. Steven, who was on the pony horse.
Steven, who was on the pony horse, was paired with Riley. Dad.
I don't want to play football anymore. I don't at all want to play football. I want to ride the pony horse. I want to ride the pony horse. Dad, I really want to ride the pony horse.
It's called the pommel horse.
Pommel horse. Yeah,
that's fine.
And he wants to ride the pommel horse. And this story, he wants to ride the pommel horse in hopes of someday being on Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely.
It's a dream. It's a total dream.
Whatever dad wants to hear. Whatever dad wants to hear. We need to, by the way, in case you can't tell, Grant is on some emergency work phone calls. So no one has been keeping us on time.
Grant has a real job.
We have to do speed haikus so
bad.
Can
I just say something that I had a realization?
Absolutely. Have a realization. And then we do need to do speed haikus and move forward.
I also have more stuff to tell you. Like, I saw a lunar eclipse.
Me too.
But the realization I just had...
We were all on the same planet.
Right. Okay. Well, it mattered to me more, I think. Now...
That sounds right. Okay, go ahead.
You didn't bring it up, but I did bring it up.
Realization.
The realization I just had was, I was just thinking the other day that I don't think I have a dream anymore. I'm wearing shorts, by the way.
Okay, great.
I was just thinking the other day that I don't think I have a dream anymore. Like...
What?
Like, what's my dream?
What?
Well, what's my dream?
I hear you. I'm just saying. This feels...
What would my dream even be? What could I possibly need?
What do you mean you don't have a dream? Like you don't have something like a North Star that you're aiming at? Or like you don't have like a... I wish I was a volleyball player or whatever.
American anything more than just buying a house with a pool? What is my goal?
That's what you're saying your dream is.
Well, I don't know. And so I'm wondering, do you have a dream when you're grown up? I don't know.
I think for me... Hold on. I think for me...
Responding in earnest in song.
No, I know. It's less about a dream and more about a shape. More about a shape that I'm aiming for. It's not really like a dream. Like, I want to be a basketball player. It's like, can I create a shape that I'm happy with? Like, I'm seeking for work to take up a certain amount of space. And for the rhythm to be comfortable and challenging and more about a shape.
Well, today I thought of something that could be my new dream.
Okay.
I wanna be on Dancing with the Stars. So
you do?
All I have to do...
Oh, sorry.
...is get famous for some reason.
Great.
So they'll have me on the show. I'm gonna talk to your team about this.
Okay.
Gabe's manager, Steven. Hear me through the podcast.
No, don't do this.
Will you manage me?
This is... No.
Make me famous enough...
That's how you think this works?
...to be on Dancing with the Stars.
That's how you think this works?
By the way,
that's how you think this works?
That is how this works.
No, it's not.
That's what you think. That's what you think.
Okay, go ahead.
The world is whatever I say it is.
Okay. Can you please give me...
I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Can you please give me a speed haiku? Man, we need Grant.
Mark my words, you hateful loser. If I say I will be on it, yes.
Mark my words, you hateful loser. If I say I will be on it, yes. I actually like that. Take that with you, listener, Adoit. Take that with you. Mark my words, you hateful loser. If I say I will be on it,
yes. Yes.
And if I say, and if I say I will be on it, yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's not as easy as you might think. Most of it is harder, turns out.
For you.
Sorry, most of it is harder for me. For it's not you, as easy as you might think. Most of it is harder for me.
The world is whatever you say it is.
No, I agree with that.
And I'm going to be a Dancing on the Stars partnered with Alan because I like him.
Which Alan? The one already on it, or the one in the competition?
The one already on it.
Yeah.
He looks great in a tank top.
They all do.
They all look. Something about these people, they all look great in a tank top.
Something about, hey, something about somebody that does cardio 900 hours a week and only eats a banana for lunch.
They're looking great in a tank top.
They look amazing in a tank top.
Bananas, again.
I know, lots of bananas. It's top of mind.
Savannas, right? Again.
Dude, something's up with that guy. Each and every week, you guys send us a voice memo of a problem you're having in your life, and you ask us to solve it through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
meow, Jack.
This week comes in from our friend Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Oh, my God.
Tommy, are you there?
Tommy? Hold on. Something's happening with the internet. Here we go.
Hi, this is Tommy. Long time listener, Adoid from the Netherlands. Been there like almost from the start.
Tommy!
I have a very specific problem because I like to go to the gym. I also like me a drink, you know?
Totally.
And I used to, sometimes these, my drinking days and gymming days would always just fall on the same days. And then I would drink less because I thought, yeah, that massively slows down my muscle growth. So then I did it for nothing.
Right.
Then I made the big mistake of Googling it. And Google told me, the internet told me, that it only reduces your muscle growth like 25%.
No, what?
And then I thought, oh, so you're telling me that I can have myself a big fucking gin and tonic and still have 75% of my muscle growth. Fantastic. So now I'm completely lost my gym incentive
small.
Not to drink. And I guess, yeah, that's a pity. Love you guys. You're doing a great job. Always making me laugh.
Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy, first of all, I love you. I wish you lived first in Los all, Angeles. You and I would have a big gin and tonic together.
We would absolutely love Tommy. I'm turning up my piano a little bit.
I'm dying for Tommy to come visit.
I agree. Also, this is the first time that I'm like, Tommy, I'm not
Wait,
sure
he
I
didn't s- even present us
I
with
don't
the problem.
See the problem. Right, right. Tommy's like, let me present you a problem and a solution.
He's like, by the way, brag, I'm muscular and I'm fucking fun.
So how do we solve Tommy's problem?
How do we catch a cloud and pin it down?
How do you solve a problem? How do you solve a problem like Tommy? It seems he's got no problems at all.
How do you solve a problem like Tommy? It seems he every day just stands tall. And strong.
Cause Tommy's gonna do anything he wants as long as it's not a quarter diminishing.
Tommy's gonna do anything he wants as long as it's not a quarter diminishing.
As long as it's a quarter or less diminishing. Yeah, one more time.
Tommy's gonna do whatever he wants as long as it's less than a quarter diminishing.
This is the worst.
Tommy's gonna do what Tommy's gonna do. What Tommy always does, whatever Tommy will do.
If he's gonna make an investment, as long as he gets 75% of his money back, he doesn't care. If Tommy's gonna do surgery, as long as he's got 7.5 fingers left after hand surgery, he doesn't care. Tommy's gonna do whatever he wants. Just make sure that he gets 3/4 growth. Tommy's gonna do whatever. Tommy's gonna do whatever Tommy's gonna do. 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 He said, have a big feckin' gin and tonic.
Have a big feckin'. Tommy's I was like, gonna Tommy, have a big feckin' gin and tonic.
No, dude, it rips.
It rips. Tommy, you sound so fun.
No, I
agree. I can't believe you're in the Netherlands, and how do you know about us? DM us and tell us how you know about us. Well,
you know the internet goes everywhere. Hey,
we don't live there.
Hey,
though.
You know the internet goes you know the internet goes everywhere, right?
Oh shit! No, even that far?
No, it goes everywhere, even to space.
Hold on, that's actually crazy.
That the internet goes everywhere.
We all have the same internet, even Tommy in the Netherlands.
Well, not all of us. There are some governments who sort of control and block, but right, most like, of us have the same internet.
Do you think they get this podcast in North Korea?
100%. We're huge there.
We've got a huge following in North Korea.
Absolutely.
We should go. We should do a tour there.
Dude, do you think?
Do you think they get this podcast in Bhutan?
Where's that?
Closed Nation.
Grant, welcome back. We don't have the Grant cam, but Grant is back. Grant, we were just talking about how this podcast is huge in North Korea. We do really well. Did you know that? Or are we just going to get Grant voice today?
It's the only podcast they let them listen to.
Guys, we have to tell you, we love the Adoits so much. The amount of gymnastics we had to do to make today's episode happen was incredible. And we're doing it because we love this show and we love people. We had a guest who will be here soon.
Don't worry. Your pretty little heads.
Oh, is this the first opportunity I have to speak directly to my camera? Thank you so much for watching the YouTube all the way to this point. We're really grateful that you're here. Allie's doing clicks. I don't know why. It's really driving me insane, but we're so glad that you guys have watched all the way here. Grant is back.
Do you know in the Peter Pan show? Sorry.
What?
Do you remember that one Peter Pan show where the crocodile swallowed a grandfather clock?
All of them.
All the Peter Pan shows?
Isn't that the lore?
Or all the crocodiles swallowed grandfather clocks?
Well, you're talking about Hook, but I think in most of them.
Oh, Hook. That's the one. But do you think in the original Peter Pan, the crocodile swallowed a grandfather clock?
I think that's part of the thing. That's why Hook is afraid of clocks.
Crocodile swallowed a grandfather clock.
Because a crocodile bit his hand off.
Grant, say so crocodile swallowed a grandfather clock four times fast. Five times fast. As fast as you can.
He literally off mic just said no.
Come on, it's fun.
Grant's working hard today. He's on call.
Well, I guess I'll have to save all my stories about I went to Orlando. I went to Toronto. I saw a lunar eclipse.
We'll save it for next week.
I went to Epcot. I did a live show. I wore feathers.
Can we get Grant real quick to just weigh in on... Allie and I spoke a little bit about this earlier in the podcast.
A lot about this, honestly.
A lot about this. Something's up with the Savannah bananas. Something... Dude, the guy in his Willy Wonka-ass tux, you've seen the guy who owns them? Something's up. What is it that's up?
I actually know a former Savannah banana.
No, you don't. Really?
I swear to God.
Wait, this is unbelievable that we talk so much about it, and Grant's coming in with hot
goss. And Grant knew this whole time.
Wait, Grant.
I actually know a former Savannah
don't say
banana.
Who. Don't say who, but how do you know this person?
I work with him.
Oh, my God.
And when I asked him about it, he got like really nervous, and he couldn't tell me about it.
No way.
Yeah.
That means there's some dark underbelly to the banana bananas.
Dark underbelly. The first time we have reverb. All
dark
episode.
Underbelly.
Yes.
Dark
come here, you banana boys.
Ew.
Come here, boys. If you work for me. If you work for me. I own every part of you. All the way down to your banana.
Ah!
Grant, can I get the piano up a tiny bit? Has it been feeling quiet to you, Al?
No.
Okay. If you work for me. Oh, do you want to take it? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just helping you.
Okay. I was liking your version, though. It gives more like, yeah.
If you work for me. If you work for me. You have to sing and dance on a baseball field, no matter how humiliating that might be.
Yes.
If you work for me.
If you work for me,
I own your banana.
Something's up with that guy.
I own you by the banana. He's got them by the banana.
He's got them by the banana for real. Al, I'm just like so glad that we get to do this podcast together each and every week.
I started my period today and I'm irritable. And I'm hot. And I'm hungry. Was I'm gonna rank you, and here I go ranking.
And hey, I think that was really good rhyming.
Number one, brother.
It's okay that you rhyme two with two. I do it all the time.
This week, get is in there, Grant. Champ. Gabe, riddle me this: why would you think you'd win number one, brother, when Grant's been saving lives all day?
I understand.
Grant's been scrubbing in and saving lives all day. And what did you do all day?
I hung out with.
I watched you sweaty at a park.
I took my. Why was I sweaty? Because I was. Helping America's youth.
Your daughter. A person you brought into the world by choice.
I was helping America's
Grant
youth.
Grant didn't bring these people into the world, and yet he's saving their lives either way.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
He had no say.
I took Carmen to a bookstore and introduced her to education and like...
Introduced her to education.
And
period.
Words.
I watched Carmen do this to you today at the park. I watched her do this to you.
No, she did.
She doesn't even talk yet, and she looked at Gabe and did this.
Yeah, she did.
Because Gabe was following her, and she was like, brother.
When she doesn't want to do something right now, she's big on, no, 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 no.
It's awesome.
And what's great about it is you've stopped doing the thing she doesn't want. You offer her water. She's like, no, no, no. But
and
she's,
she just keeps going.
She's stimming at that point. She's just like, I need to be real clear, and I'm enjoying this power.
Yeah, she's so cool and powerful.
No, no. It's unbelievable.
I was talking to a mom at this. We were at a one-year-old's birthday party, and I was talking to a mom there, and she was like, my daughter's 4 years old and she's really tough. And she said, I want her to be a force in this world, but
like, but not at me.
But not at me.
Not at me.
You want Carmen to have her voice, but not all the time.
Yeah, to a certain degree.
To a degree.
You know what I mean? Degree. Yeah.
Well, never mind.
What?
I was going to bring up something from her childhood that's controversial.
Oh, okay.
We move on.
Like how... Oh, you know what we were talking... I don't think mom and dad will care if we talk about this. And maybe Grant will not want to talk about this or answer this question. Okay, please, please. Allie and I were part of a household where we did spanking as punishment. And
that's
then,
what I was going to bring up.
And then at some point, the spanking stopped. And I'm looking at my brother and I'm wondering
He got his ass smacked, as Drake once said. Smacked that ass.
You were still getting spanked, but I feel like Annie did not, and that's why she uses bad language in front of mom and dad.
She doesn't respect him.
I'm just realizing today that maybe that's why I can't relax ever. Perhaps it's associated with the spanking.
Trauma. The greater parental sentiment around spanking adjusted during our childhood.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
it was like a thing you had to do when we were little.
Yes.
And then as we got older, it was like,
it was like,
we
should never have done that.
But what I was going to bring up was when we were Carmen's age, mom would say,
obey fast, you'll have a blast. Obey slow, your buns will know. Do you remember that, bro?
I remember that. Your buns will know. It's honestly such a sick ass threat.
That's bars, dude.
Yeah, it is a bar.
Obey fast, you'll have a blast. Obey slow, your buns will know.
And that's clear.
And those are the house rules. And here's the thing. And I do think the adults will understand that there's no shame in that game. That was 30 some years ago.
We don't have kids today.
I'm cool with that.
Any
that's
rules.
How it was. I got no like those were Back in our day, it was bad. Back in our day, that's what it was. Obey fast, you'll have a blast. You'll have a blast. Obey slow.
Your buns will know. It's your choice. It's your choice.
No, but that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that. That's clear. Out in the world, there's truth to that.
Grant, do you have anything you want to say about the live show? Since this is the first time we'll be addressing the nation our very first live show.
We said it earlier in the episode that we were so grateful for everyone that came.
We loved it. We had so much fun.
We released the episode online and it's fun to watch, but it's way more fun to be there and we're planning on doing more and we wish for y'all to come to other ones. Grant?
I thought it was great. Phineas showed up to our show, which was like...
That's not true. That's false. He did not show up.
Phineas was at the event.
What's crazy is I told the story earlier.
Oh, you did?
And okay. Allie was like, it's so tacky to say who the celebrity is, so don't say it.
Yeah.
And then you said it, which is actually the only way for that to happen in a non-tacky way.
Totally.
Perfect.
Totally.
Do we have
non-tacky.
To cut that or no?
No, okay. It's fine. No, it would be tacky for me to be like, guess what happened?
Yeah.
Phineas pulled me aside. But I said, someone pulled me aside and was very kind and said nice things to me. And Allie's like, don't say who it is. You'll look like
a
loser.
Talented,
oh, that's perfect.
I said he's a really talented musician.
Now you get recognition without looking like
everyone.
A douche.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Amazing.
But you liked the
this
live
is why
show.
We have Grant.
Anyway, I think Phineas really liked it too.
Wait, to be clear, he did not come to our live show.
No. He didn't see the show, but he was
just there.
He was at the venue while our show was happening.
It's true. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway.
Keep going, Grant.
It was good. I couldn't believe how many people were there, to be honest. But it was great.
Fun.
And shout out.
Oh, we have things to do right now, Al.
Oh, we got a gift from someone at the live show.
Yeah. Keep going.
I was going to say shout out. I forget her name and I should remember her name.
Who?
But shout out to the beautiful young lady that I talked to after the show.
Aww. Liberty, who gave us this?
Oh, yes.
Liberty.
Okay,
Liberty.
So she gave us a gift.
Liberty,
now,
Liberty, Liberty.
I have to admit, I left town for 2 weeks post live show. And so I have already opened this and I put some of the more perishable items in the freezer. So it will look a little different than the way.
Totally.
But the first thing is.
Pound of coffee. From
where she works.
Hidden House. Coffee, Hidden House Coffee.
I put it in the Ziploc to put it in the freezer so it wouldn't get weird.
I believe that she said she was from south of us, like Orange County.
She said
County-ish.
She worked there.
Okay, roasted in California. Hidden House Coffee, veteran owned.
Grant, you're going to love this.
Mm. Okay, shout out Hidden House Coffee.
You're going to love this. Cowboy Coffee. I think it's instant.
Oh.
And Grant
wait,
loves
let me
instant coffee.
Stop. Let me look.
Grant's going to freak for that.
Makes 8 to 12 ounces, just add water, Grant.
She sent some cookies.
We'll save this for Grant.
She sent some cookies. I already ate some.
What?
Hate to say.
Oh.
They're delicious.
Are they still frozen or are they?
No, they're not frozen anymore.
You need one right now?
Lastly, she sent an adorable mug from her coffee. Shout out Hidden House Coffee. Shout out Liberty. We love you. Thank
really
you for coming
cool.
to the show.
Yeah, this was amazing. You know, at the risk of being too earnest...
We encourage gifts.
That's not what I was going to say, but we do. At the risk of being too earnest, we make this show in like a room that is only for making this show and it feels odd and it feels weird and it's a bunch of cameras and we just throw it online and it's so fun to do the live show and see that people are enjoying it and it's fun and that our friend Liberty came and wrote a note.
No, this is from my friends. It just got put in the bag.
Oh, cute.
My friends brought me flowers and
they
wrote
say?
A cute note.
What did they say?
They said, Allie... This is very sweet. They said, Allie, watching you shine is the pleasure of a lifetime. We love you and are so proud of you. Love, September, Isabel Gabby.
I want to call them out a little bit.
Okay.
For the notes they wrote. Yeah. Because
they're crazy people. Because
also, they said, watching you shine, and they wrote it before the show.
Yeah.
So.
Sickos.
Gabe dropped his note, and I picked his note up for him. So I had my note and Gabe's note in my car, and I was like, let me just send Gabe a picture of the note they wrote.
Yeah.
Whatever. My note said, you know, we love you, Grant. You're so handsome and sexy and stuff. And then, and then no, I didn't say that.
My
but
friends
then it said,
got them notes as well.
But then it
and
said,
flowers.
P.S. We secretly think you're the funniest one.
Oh.
And guess what it also said in Gabe's note?
Oh! They played your asses.
It said, P.S. We think you're the funniest one.
That's so good. God, sneaky bitches. Love you guys. They probably think I'm the funniest one. They didn't even write it on my note.
Hey, Allie's friends.
Don't address them. Don't address my friends.
You thought that we would notice.
Did you really think that we'd never notice your lies and your deceit?
You guys are amazing.
Hey, Allie's friends.
I love you guys down. Seriously. Thank you for the flowers.
You thought we wouldn't notice. You think Grant and I don't talk and share notes.
Literally don't worry about them at all. You don't even have to think about them.
I'm still gonna take the compliment as if I am the funniest one. Yes, I'm still taking that compliment. I'm gonna let it fill my spirit up because it means
I'm
just as much
too,
as when you tell Allie it's amazing watching her shine before you've seen her
I'm
do a damn thing.
They brought me orchids, which is my favorite flower in the whole wide world. I love orchids. I love anything orchid. And what was amazing was I left for 2 weeks right after the show, and the flowers they brought me are just as beautiful as the day they brought them.
Really?
Because it's an orchid and a potted plant.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You know what comes next and what happens in this moment in the show?
Grant's journal.
Is this. Grant, do you need it today? Do you need it extra today?
Sterling silver.
Not gonna do it, but I need you to look at me and do it.
Grant's journal. Woo 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 woo.
There's no Grant cam, so you can't see this, but he had his hands to the sky
fully
as if
zen'd
in
out.
As if in a position of worship.
Fully zen.
I really needed that. Yeah. The only thing I wrote down, I have some titles we'll get into, but the only thing I wrote down was just because it was ridiculous. A mere 10 minutes ago,
oh, no.
I was on the phone with a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brag.
Sure. And I heard Allie like, woo, 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 woo. Actually, it wasn't that. It was like opera singing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was literally on the phone with a physician about a patient in the emergency room.
Trying to save lives. Meanwhile, Allie, against my will, says, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. Can I do this?
I said, I
was like, please don't scream.
Please do you think they heard it?
I got,
you think
yes, I got so angry, to be honest with you. And I muted it so quickly and then went into the room that was 105 degrees instead of 95 degrees out there.
It's so hot in LA right now. This is, by the way, Lauren's life. I just popped my head in to say hi to one of Lauren's coworkers on Zoom the other day because Carmen had run in before I could stop her. And Lauren's like, oh, have you met my husband, Gabe? And I pop in and it's this guy. And as I'm, you know, finishing up, I'm just like, hey, nice to meet you, Steve. You know, whatever, whatever. He goes, hey, keep singing, man.
Big dick to you, bro.
Absolutely roasted
me. By the way, he's coming for your girl.
By the way, coming for my girl. By the way, absolutely hearing me every second over on the piano. Being
keep singing, man.
Being like,
how humil.
Oh, totally humil.
He said, you're a real talent, brother.
He's like, hey, keep it up.
You might make some money someday.
You still doing that thing? Good for you. Good for you, bud.
He's coming for your bit.
That's tough.
Devastating. Anyway, Grant, you have some things. You wrote down that Allie absolutely almost ruined your cred at work.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, okay. Dude, maybe they would think you're like a classical music connoisseur and you're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. One of my operettas was playing.
Well, the reality is you are like Troy Bolton, but adult.
Grant is?
In that you're working in a serious field and you've got some musical projects on the side. Similar to Troy Bolton being on the basketball team, but being also in the musical.
Yeah.
Right.
Grant is.
And that's cool. And everyone thought that was hot when we were younger.
Yeah. Grant is the Troy Bolton of this podcast.
You remember him running around that golf course, bro?
Yeah, bet on it. Bro, I sang that
Everybody's
song.
Always talking
bro,
at me.
I sang that song in
Everybody's
church once.
Everybody's trying to get in my head. I want to listen to my own heart talking. I'm going to count on myself and say, did you ever lose yourself to do what you
have you seen,
want?
Have you seen the version of that where it's him doing that, but it's only the realistic sound?
Oh, only the audio of his like feet tweaking and,
him,
and like...
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So
dude.
Funny.
That was amazing.
Anyway, here's our three episode titles for this evening.
Okay.
Number one, Banana Boy.
Right.
Yep.
Number two, Buns Will Know.
Totally.
Yeah.
And number three is Liberty Bibberty.
Okay.
Welcome back to this week's episode, Buns Will Know. Yeah. Have to. And I do want to be clear with the Adoits. I'm not mad at that.
No.
I'm genuinely not mad at that. It was a different time.
But you also won't be doing it with your child. Not that we have to report to anyone that.
No, not that I have to report to anyone that, but no, I'm definitely not doing it, but I'm also not mad at it.
Before we leave, can we all make a guess? I know everyone always talks about this, but similar to the spanking and how that's not cool now. Can we make a guess about something we do right now that we think will be unacceptable in 30 years?
I was just talking about this with friends that right now Italian accents fair game. Mm. In 20 years, that's funny. In 20 years, people you are going to look back at clips of being like, okay. "It's a me, a Mario," and people are going to be like, "Can you believe there's an old video of Gabe Gibbs doing like a Mario impression, and he literally says like, "It's a." Like, people can't even, like, say it out loud anymore. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, certainly some things.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to predict them. If I did, I would be avoiding them right now. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
I do think it's unavoidable.
Which is why we have to give people grace.
Because we have to give a little bit of grace.
Some shit is kind of evil.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that's true.
Totally.
And spanking is kind of on the borderline.
No, I think spanking, it is interesting that we were the generation where spanking stopped.
Yeah, stopped.
Well, wasn't it?
Full stop.
This was like a religious thing. No, this was not a universal experience. I thought this was a religious thing.
I think maybe it stuck around longer in the Midwest and in the religious communities. Okay. Probably, yes.
Probably.
I think I agree with that.
It's definitely, I would assume, a more conservative
the fruits
practice.
Of the spirit, our love,
a more
joy,
conservative
peace,
practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
right.
Yeah,
but there are other cultures that have a form of like physical punishment to their children. It may not be like the same one.
Yeah, probably.
But people are like whipping, they're like belt with the belt.
Yeah.
People are doing other stuff. Yeah.
We're in dangerous territories.
Yeah. I mean, in other parts of the world.
I agree. Like, I'm just laughing.
People are doing shit like that.
Totally. Anyway, we experienced the cease of spank. We were there right when the spank stopped. Absolutely ended. We're so thankful that anyone at all listens to this show that we make.
Oh, the thinks you can think.
No, totally.
Think and wander and dream.
I will be, we just announced it.
Far and wide as you dare.
I will be in New York City, New York, November 7th performing. Please come see me.
Wait.
I'm going to be doing...
That's an incredibly famous city.
I know. I'll be there for the New York Comedy Fest, November 7th.
You know,
one weekend later, I'll be in Chicago, or 1 week later. I think it's a weekday show. November 7th, New York City. November 15th, I'll be in Chicago. Whoa. November 17th, I'll be in Nashville.
Fun.
So I'll be a little bit east and Midwest in the coming
months. Would you call that a teeny tour?
That's a teeny tour. We're looking to maybe add some more dates, but I'll keep you abreast of those dates.
Can't wait for teeny tour.
We love y'all. We have some more guests coming. We have some exciting news coming. We're working on some show announcements that we'll be able to announce soon. So keep your eyes peeled and ears peeled for those kinds of things. 2026, girl, cook something. There's something in your freezer. Cook it. You don't need to order, but only cook it.
Oh, sorry. I got spacing out.
No, you stop podcasting.
If you're safe, if you're comfortable, if you stop podcasting.
Boys have 2026. Boys have more whimsy. 2026. Piper,
put your shoes on.
Uh huh.
Keep your shoes on.
And keep your shoes on. And to our youngest listeners.
Gotta go.